And crappy? Mm-hmm. That's a four.
Okay. And let's see, what is the kind of seafood that pearls grow in?
Oyster.
Mm-hmm. And the kind that's fantail and pink?
You mean the animal?
Seafood. Eat it fried or boiled or...
Fantail.
Little curled, pink curly thing.
Oh, shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Yeah, and then what croaks in the marshes?
Frogs.
What kind is the big one?
Bull.
All right. And what do you have a name for the little tiny ones that get up in trees?
Tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. And how about the kind that lives on dry land and gives you warts, they say?
Toad frog.
Okay. And what do you use for bait, live bait?
Worms.
What kind of worms?
Wigglers or what are called these night crawlers? These little bitty things you put coffeegrams in and they're red with stripes on them. Little fellas, I've forgotten the name of those. We used to use those a whole lot.
Is there a kind of small fish you might use for bait?
Yeah, minnows. Minnows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You ever call them shiners?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, they shine when the light hits them. Yeah, same thing.
So how would you say that?
Shiners.
Okay. And then what is the thing that has a shell and pulls in its head and legs?
That's a turtle or a terrapin.
What's the difference?
Turtles, there's a whole lot of varieties of those. There's big sea turtles and the green turtles, but the terrapins, they are more hang around dry land.
Okay. Did you ever hear a dry land turtle called a gopher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that said locally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do they say it?
Gopher.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that turns up in South Georgia and Florida and South Alabama and nowhere else, really. It's just right around.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I've ever heard it. Mm-hmm. Gophers around this area.
And let's see, something that looks a little like a lobster, but it's small and it's fresh water.
Oh, it's called a crayfish.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Any other way of saying that?
Crawfish.
Which do you say?
Crawfish.
Okay, then why did you say crayfish?
Because I saw it on TV and a crazy woman out China. She called them craydards.
That's a crawdad, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I never heard of the thing, but she did, you know what? Oh, what's the name? The Roughneck family went out there and got rich and they had a whole series that went on for years.
Is that Beverly Hillbilly?
Yeah,
is that
and then she...
She said, Craydod?
Yeah.
I don't believe a hillbilly would say that.
Now, that's what she said.
Because they don't. They say crawdads and crawdads.
Well, it's crawdads. Excuse me.
Crawdad. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it is what?
Oh, that's a moth.
All right. And if there were several of those, you'd say there were a bunch of...
Moths.
All right. And then what flies around outside with a little light in its tail?
That's a firefly or a lightning bug.
What do you call it here?
I call it a lightning bug.
Good. So that's what I call it, and I always like it when people agree with me. What would you call an insect that flies around water that has two pairs of wings and a long body?
I call that... Well, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. There's one of them is praying mantis, but he doesn't fly around so much.
Some people say that it eats mosquitoes. Some people
mosquito hawk.
Good. Okay, that is the South Georgia term for it. Did you ever hear it called a snake doctor?
Yeah.
Is it the same insect?
I think it is. I think it was.
Do they call it that here?
Yeah. I've seen them out lighting on things when you're fishing.
Mm-hmm. Is mosquito hawk the usual term, though?
I call them snake doctor to come first.